My guest at this time is Adam Brandon, President and CEO of FreedomWorks. Today we want to get his thoughts on the news that House Speaker John Boehner will resign from Congress next month. FreedomWorks played a critical role in the Tea Party movement that rose up several years ago now and helped elect a Republican majority to the House of Representatives following the 2010 midterm elections. Since then, however, the group has often been frustrated with Boehner and with the lack of significant progress, as it sees it, in the shrinking of the size of government and giving power back to the individual. And Adam, thanks very much for being with us.
Boy, you nailed it right on the head there with the, you know, sometimes this is very frustrating, and that's why when you get a big victory like today, it's important for the grassroots to stop and take and see the progress that has been made in the last 6 years.
Why do you call this a big victory?
Well, to me, this started with Cantor when Dave Brat defeated Eric Cantor in Virginia. And it just shows that after every one of those victories, you always hear the same thing. Oh, the Tea Party movement has died out. Oh, it doesn't have that much of a political bite in Washington. And then every single time that happens, this roars back to life. And I will say this, that Speaker Boehner was defeated by members of the House Freedom Caucus. And the House Freedom Caucus has its direct lineage in this grassroots movement. And so kudos to those guys for sticking together and fighting on principle. The person standing in their way is now gone.
Boehner said on Friday that this is simply the right decision for the right reason at the right time. He just woke up today and made the call. His conservative critics say his support within the conference was eroding, and we certainly saw the effort from Mark Meadows before the recess to call the speaker's position into question. Why do you think it happened when it did?
Well, I think that's very true. The Mark Meadows resolution was kind of a sword of Damocles hanging over the speaker's head. And everyone laughed at it, and they laughed at it when there was a motion earlier in the year, which 25 people back in January said they didn't want the speaker. And I think that people went from laughing to smirking to getting nervous to realizing that at the low end, I heard that there was 50 members who would not support him for reelect, and there was for speaker. And at the high end, there were 70 who were not going to support him. So it built, and I think he just woke up and realized after some meetings yesterday that this House Freedom Caucus was going to stay together, and he was out of options.
Over the last nearly 5 years of Boehner as the speaker, and I guess you could go back another few years while he was Republican leader in the minority, what does FreedomWorks see as some of the accomplishments and perhaps more significantly some of the greatest disappointments in Boehner?
Well, I want to make sure it was the grassroots in America who built that Republican majority in 2010. It wasn't any political consultants here in Washington. I mean, very clear about that. And so I think sometimes people, you know, the old saying is you wake up on third base and think you hit a triple. I think there was a lot of that. Those members who were elected in 2010 in that 2012 class, these are true. A lot of them were true blue, hardcore fiscal conservatives who came here to not be part of Washington as usual. And I don't think that Boehner and his allies realized that. Well, it's abundantly clear now. They weren't, from the Cromnibus to the failure to stand up on Iran, to the failure to do anything real big, that's not why you have a Republican majority. You have a Republican majority to do things, and they weren't really doing anything.
I know FreedomWorks has focused a lot on the size of government spending, so there were obviously a lot of funding fights over time from the Budget Control Act from back in 2011, right after the Republicans got majority. There was, of course, the showdown in the fall of 2013 over Obamacare funding. You mentioned Cromnibus as related to funding the president's unilateral immigration action and so forth. Any of those stand out as the most particularly frustrating?
It's pretty hard to pick from that list. I mean, any one of those things. I mean, I tell you what's frustrating is there was over 40 or 50 show votes on Obamacare, but when it really came to defund Obamacare, nothing happened. And I think just people were disappointed that Boehner, there was too much negotiating against himself and not enough standing up to President Obama. President Obama has been relentless in pursuing his agenda. And he puts his lines in the sand down on you know, if you don't fund Planned Parenthood, I'm vetoing everything. And then Boehner would quickly go back and be, oh, okay, well, how about this? How about this? That's not how you negotiate. You negotiate from a position of strength. Here's what we demand. Here's where we are. You say where you are, and then we'll sit across the table.
Adam, as you probably know, Boehner's defenders will say, look, he's a pragmatist. He realized that for most of the time he was speaker, there was a Democratic Senate. For the entire time, there's a Democratic president. and there's only so much you can do. Valid?
That is the lamest excuse in the world. So basically, when everything is perfect and there's sunshine, we can play baseball. No, like, you have a Republican majority in the Senate, you have a Republican majority in the House, do something with it.
One of the other comments, there's been a lot of comments in the wake of Boehner's resignation, most of from his own colleagues, whether they liked him as leader or not, have been fairly positive. One who you might question the source of is Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate, who says, as a result of conservatives essentially drumming out John Boehner, the party of Eisenhower and Reagan is no more. What do you say to him?
Oh, I think that's kind of funny and absurd, and I'm not taking any advice from Nancy Pelosi or Barack Obama on who the Republican speaker should be. What I would like is a speaker who tirelessly fights for GOP conservative principles, is not afraid to back down in front of the president, and is more concerned about the long-term fiscal health of this country than short-term political scores. And when we have that individual, then we'll see what Harry Reid's talking about later.
Right now, the early betting seems to suggest that current Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will rise up to the role of Speaker. What's your read on him?
I think there's going to be a very robust battle for Speaker. I mean, I've long been saying I would love to see someone like Jeb Hensarling step up. Jeb Hensarling's responsible for stopping the Import-Export Bank. He's always stood on principle. Let's get someone like that in office. But even if it is McCarthy, I think he knows the only reason he's majority leader is the Tea Party with Dave Brat's support beat Eric Cantor. And now I think he knows that the only reason he would be speaker is because the House Freedom Caucus beat Boehner. So he probably should have a pretty good idea of why he got to the office that he's in. And I think that all the members of the House Freedom Caucus are looking for is to have an equal say, is to be able to be as conservative as they want to be without punishment from Republican leadership. And I think they'll be willing to work with just about anyone.
Last question for you, Adam, before we go. Obviously, this announcement comes just a few days before the end of the fiscal year, and there's been a lot of debate inside the Republican Party, conservative movement, and grassroots organizations like yours about the right way to approach, whether it's Planned Parenthood funding, trying to make cuts in various areas. The president, of course, is not only not allowing Democrats to go forward on bill by bill, he basically wants an omnibus and he doesn't want to cut spending anywhere, and he's going to veto anything that doesn't fund Planned Parenthood. So given Boehner's timing here, how do you think it impacts the fight over the appropriations process?
See, that you're coming to the heart of the problem. It's not Republicans who want to shut the government down. It's the president who's being intransigent on all these different issues. So what I'd like to see is, like, we're going to lay our position out and it'll be clear, but the president's going to have to come to the negotiating table. And I think Republicans will be sitting there at the negotiating table, and if the government shuts down, they'll be sitting there waiting for the president to come through. And I think it'll be a little bit different this time, that if we're all very clear, it's the president who's shutting down the government, not the Republicans. We want to negotiate and get something real done.
Adam, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time today.
Great day for conservatives and great day for freedom today.
Adam Brandon is president and CEO at FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.